Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Mego and Sean here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We're taking you live up until 1 o'clock this afternoon. A full four-hour program from me and Mego for you today. And the Boston Red Sox got a big win last night against the Yankees. 2-1 in 10 innings, as you heard. The great Sean McDonough with the call with Will Fleming last night as Carlos Narvaez walked it off for the Sox. But Mego, first of all, how are you today on the 13th consecutive rainy Saturday in the state of Massachusetts?
I'm good. Happy to have you back because you took a lovely trip to Michigan last weekend.
I did.
I have to admit, I love that song that we started off with, Jacob. Mm-hmm. I thought that song until his death was by Jimmy Buffett. When Jimmy Buffett died, I was talking to someone, probably my husband, and I was like, I think I only know 2 Jimmy Buffett songs, obviously Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Of course.
Wasting Away in Margaritaville. And I was like, oh, and the one, if you like pina coladas. And he was like, that's not Jimmy Buffett.
No.
And it took until the man's death, RIP, everybody loves Jimmy Buffett, that I realized. I feel like that's just the Jimmy Buffett ripoff.
It's the Jimmy Buffett vibe, for sure. Like, it has that effect to it. But I believe we actually had this yesterday. The Greg Hill Show was on the road down at the Coma in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. And in our segment of Fact or Fraudulent, where Wiggy goes up against listeners in things in information Greg gives and determines if they're fact or fraudulent. That question was actually posed, whether that song was by Jimmy Buffett or not. It is, in fact, by Rupert Holmes. And Rupert Holmes apparently is very upset that it's the only song he'll ever be known for. And half the time, people mistake him for Jimmy Buffett.
So I'm not familiar with the catalog of Rupert Holmes.
Yeah,
so
nobody
that's
is. That's
a
why.
Legit fear of his. But also, with a name like Rupert Holmes, you're not going to get the same attention that a Jimmy Buffett gets. Like, Rupert Holmes sounds like he stars in a Sherlock Holmes adaptation on the BBC.
Or he should have written the sequel to Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman.
Totally.
Like he should have been like hanging out with like Thoreau and those guys.
When's
back
the last
in the
time
day?
You met a Rupert? Bring it back. This is one of these names. You know, people from Brooklyn, they're always trying to look for some trendy new names.
Yeah. Ooh.
They name their kids.
Bring Rupert back.
Yeah, bring Rupert back.
That's true. The like the old lady names are coming back, I think, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, they have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. What's a good one?
An like old a Beatrice? Lady.
Beatrice. Bertha's never coming back.
Bertha's. No, those are only known by like golf drivers now.
Like
the Ophelia, big Bertha.
Ophelia. Like things like that.
That's coming
those
back.
Are the trendy names that
yeah,
are coming
old-timey
back.
Yeah, the old-timey names.
Ugh. Yeah. I'm kind of obsessed with, this is not because of anything going on with me, just the cycle of like baby names and name popularity. I find super fascinating because my nickname is Mego, if people don't know, because my name was so popular in the time that I grew up that every class I was in, there was a million Megans. And I was on a lacrosse team at one point that had 4 different Megans. So I just became Mego because Adelini's not like an easy thing to yell out on the field.
Yeah.
So it just became Mego.
Yeah. I got to say, there were not a ton of Chris's growing up.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, there weren't nearly as many as I thought.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not only is my husband named Chris, My sister's husband is named Chris.
Oh, well, that's a lot of Chris's. There
yeah, there's so many Chris's. Yeah. And my sister's name is Katie, and my husband's sister is named Katie. So
holy
I'm like,
smokes.
We got it, guys. Like, let's have some
diversify here.
Let's have some creativity here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, lucky for me, unlike yours, my last name is very easy to just yell.
Yeah,
it's short and quick. So people have been doing that for quite some time. I can probably count them on maybe two hands the amount of people that actually call me by my first name and not my last name. So
that my husband's that way.
Yeah,
everybody calls him by his last name except for me because I feel like that's weird.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was so pumped when I was growing up. I was like, I can't wait to shed the name Ottolini because it's such a freaking headache. Anytime that you're trying to make a reservation anywhere, spell it out for anything. Mm-hmm. And then people call you Tortellini. And it's just like, it's not an easy name to carry.
I resonate with that.
And then you get into an industry where your name is on everything in writing. And I'm like, I can't lose these bylines. So now I'm stuck with Ottolini.
Would you like an embarrassing story of
always.
When your name got my name got mispronounced?
Always.
So almost, you know, pretty close to, I would say, 20 years to the date. It was like my 12th birthday. So 21 years, actually. There used to be like an independent league baseball team. I don't know if it even still exists, but in Brockton called the Brockton Rocks.
Okay.
And you could get
like.
I
think it still exists.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And so you can get like, super cheap tickets and go over there and watch a game. And so I went with my dad, my grandfather, and my brothers. And, you know, I was 12. I was excited to go see a baseball game, you know. And my grandfather apparently before the game had gone and, like, wanted to get my name up on the billboard for my birthday.
Oh, boy.
And it was great. And he telling the story after the fact, was like, yeah, I had to explain. I had to, like, spell it and explain it to them, like, 7 times. And when they read the name, it was written properly up on the billboard, but they pronounced it Christopher Slime. So I was...
Where did you get the L from?
No clue. There's never even been anything remotely close to an L in my name. And like I've heard everything. It's Scheme, Skime, Shime, Sheem, every like variation of it you could possibly imagine. That was the first time anyone had ever added an L to my last name.
Whenever my mom makes reservations and things, she says Ottolini. And I'm like, don't do that.
No.
That's so ugly. And she's like, well, I want them to know that it starts with an O. And I'm like, this is... First
well, you
of
just
all,
think of the word otter, O-T-T.
Imagine like, this in the state of Maryland where I grew up. Ottolini's. We have your table, Ottolini's. Like you go out somewhere after some nice tournament in Baltimore. You're like, this is horrible. What an ugly. Our name was tough to begin with, and now we have to deal with this ugly accent. Rough.
Yeah, it's having tough last names is brutal. That's why, like, I give credit to those who have very simple last names.
I also, because my first name has the H in it, and
ooh.
There's I have one of those names that's very common, but mm-hmm. there's 7 different ways to spell it.
Yep.
That I'm just used to everything being butchered all the time.
Mm.
You know, you just accept it, move on.
Yeah, you just kind of get over it. Like, I don't think I think I had like one grade school teacher ever pronounce my last name right. Like, you know how they do the roll call on opening day of school? Yeah, there was like one teacher ever that got it
Can
right.
I ask a personal question before we get into the Red Sox?
Fire
which
away.
Do deserve a ton of attention.
Yes.
Because Crochet was a monster last
Dynamite.
Night. And it was, in my opinion, the signature win of the season so far. But is your wife-to-be going to take the last name? Have you guys had that discussion?
Yeah.
Do you
care? I think so. I don't personally. It doesn't matter to me. She can do as she wants. But, like, yeah, I think so.
I think it's a real pain in the neck to go through all the paperwork, just so you know.
It sounds
so
like it sounds like
lovely and romantic
nightmare.
That she's doing that.
Yeah. You know, I she's marrying me. I appreciate it.
it's the least she can do.
Yeah, no kidding. So going from two people with tough last names to apparently spell and pronounce to another guy whose name is synonymous with the art of stitching. That would
needlework.
Be one Garrett Crochet. Yeah, needlework. I wonder if that lady's still crocheting a blanket every time he
pitches.
I was
thinking about that last night. I was like,
she is. She's made a lot of progress on her sweater.
Oh, it's a sweater.
But
okay,
she's
I thought
not
it was a
always
nice.
In the stands, is she?
No, she did it from home. Those tickets were like $200 last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I don't
be
blame her.
Paying
that's
her
tough.
For that. If it's a big outing for Crochet,
well, what she should get is
the Yankees at Fenway, they should get her in the
park. Is it a sweater for Crochet? Because it should be. And at the end of the season, like if she's finished, she should be able to present it to Garrett Crochet, take the pictures, the pomp and circumstance. That'd be fun. Be a nice
little
thing.
I also don't know the difference between crocheting and knitting and any of that stuff.
I think it's
me neither.
I don't care. I got to be honest. I don't care.
Yeah, my future wife to be does blankets.
That's cute.
Yes, yeah, they're very comfortable.
Okay.
So
I'm jealous because I have ADHD, so I don't have the patience to sit there and do that.
Yep.
But who exercised the patience last night? One Alex Cora. I know everybody's going to be fawning over Garrett Crochet, and he deserves
it. He was awesome.
He was dealing last night, throwing 99, throwing the bomb that Aaron Judge.
He was still topping 100 in the ninth inning.
The fourth time through when Aaron Judge finally hit it, it was that crazy home run. It was a 100-mile-per-hour fastball from Garrett Crochet in the ninth. And I do think Cora deserves credit on a couple different scores here. But first of all, just the rarity with which we get to see a pitching performance like that, especially when you're going up, you got 6'6" Garrett Crochet on the mound, you got 6'7" Aaron Judge, just
monster,
a human statue at the plate, and you get Crochet coming out of the eighth, and Cora like won't even look at him, which you're like, okay, cool, this means he's going back in. Nobody talked to Crochet right now. This is what we want. It's so rare, unless it looks like it's going to be a no-hitter or a perfect game, and of course those are few and far between, that sports fans get to see these moments in baseball anymore. Because yes, the analytics,
pitchers,
the nerds, they have everything. We just went through this with Crochet. Was it a week ago when he said, or 2 weeks ago when he said that he got yanked early and he didn't know that it was a planned early exit for him in that game? So I give Cora credit for keeping Crochet out there when he was dealing and his stuff was
so
good.
You had to know, though, coming off of 6 days rest, like Crochet was going to have kind of free reign here to go almost as long as he wanted.
Yeah, well, that was wild.
I think the thing that makes Crochet so great is his efficiency with his pitches, right? Like that allows him to go deep in games without racking up that massively high pitch count.
And it keeps that Crochet project short.
Exactly. And like you said, like he was still throwing smoke into the ninth inning, which is just, first of all, insanely impressive. And second of all, exactly what you wanted when you got this guy. You traded for him. Lou told everybody he's a hog. Like he's going to go out there. He's going to kick ass. And that's exactly what he's doing. He went out there the first three times he faced Aaron Judge, blew it by him, sat him down each time on strikeouts. And the fourth time, unfortunately, Aaron Judge happened to get the better of you. Like that's going to happen. If you can hold Aaron Judge to 1-4 with a solo home run, I think you're doing okay for a guy that is hitting nearly 400 on the season.
He was a monster last night, but the other thing I want to give Cora credit for is going into that game, a lot of us were bitching a little bit because we're like, Myers out of the lineup? What are we doing here? Guy's got two home runs and he's out, and Cora told everybody he's rotating the kids, so that was the thought behind that, but it was still just like, ugh. God, here we go. We don't even get to see Meyer with the Yankees coming to Fenway on a Friday night. This sucks. And then he throws him in as a pinch hitter, and he strikes out the first time. He at least gets a walk, demonstrates patience again, composure, and gets on the base. Base is loaded. Trevor Story almost gets there. Almost. That's the story of Trevor Story. Yeah. Almost gets there with
so
all
close.
The traffic on the bases. But I like that from Cora. Like there, I thought that he made tweaks last night that reminded me of what we praised him for so long,
which is
moving the pieces around in game, turning to the guys and understanding what's connecting in that moment.
And we had Lou on the Greg Hill Show earlier this week, and he was kind of explaining like, no, I agree. He had even told us that he agreed with what Alex Cora was doing, where he wasn't going to start the young guys against the lefties necessarily, just because guys like Ref Snyder and Romy are just like mashing lefties. Like they're just dominating those left-handed pitchers. So it's like, well, we have to play those guys because they technically give us the best chance to win. And Craig Breslow echoed that on our show on Thursday morning. And so I got it. And so I guess I went into this series thinking, okay, so if we find ourselves later in the game against right-handed pitching, like Marcelo Meyer is probably going to make an appearance. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm glad to see that that's exactly the direction Cora is going. He may not start in the game, but he will get into the game. And then you saw Roman Anthony get the start because Jarren Duran had the night off last night, which I think was great. Roman's hasn't necessarily found his way at the plate yet, but he'll get there. I mean, it's early. He's only been with the team for less than a week now. So that's kind of, to me, just a matter of time. But I think you're right. I think Alex Cora did a really good job at managing that game. Crochet, until he saw signs of any kind of damage, was like, all right, let's get Chapman in here. Chapman blows it down the pipe again because this guy is awesome and gets you out of the inning. And then Whitlock had a great 10th inning as well. So, like, it's just, I think Alex Cora really managed that well. And I'm hoping that this is something the Sox can build on. You mentioned earlier, maybe it's like a turning point for them. I don't know if I feel quite that way yet. Maybe I need to see them win this series. But yeah, to me, it is definitely a building block for where they're going forward.
I don't think you can ignore that they're finally starting to stack series. They're still a far way off from that 10-game win streak,
yep,
that Cora so casually mentioned a month ago.
They're never going to get
that. You know,
that,
when you get these, when you get what we really need is a 10-game win streak, like that's something that they just rip off when they haven't done that in, I don't know, what is it, like at least 7 years? Like,
yeah.
It's been an extremely long time since they've had that. But I do think that the only concern that I really have here, have you actually fixed anything in the rotation? Because Walker Buehler has a nice outing the other night.
Yep.
Nobody has a doubt about Crochet. Crochet cemented himself as the ace early in the season.
Sure.
So nobody is worried about, oh, you got to fix something there. Last night he was spectacular, and it was a special moment where it felt like, okay, Red Sox Yankees is real again. But when you look at the rest of the rotation, like Hunter Dobbins is going
we'll get to
have to answer for a lot of things away from the baseball field tonight. You know, hopefully he can just execute on the mound. And then you have Brian Baio, who's been okay, but has had some pretty big hiccups here and there. And
then Giolito, the same thing. Great starts, yeah, four terrible starts.
Like, exactly. So do you feel like you have consistency, dependability in that rotation outside of Garrett Crochet? Awesome to see last night. I don't think anybody had real questions about Garrett Crochet at this point.
No.
So I say, like, it feels like a signature win because it was a really cool night for baseball fans. But at the same time, does it signal that they're moving in some direction that everybody should be extremely confident in? No, you're still 8.5 games back.
No, but you've won three out of your last four against the Yankees. Like, that's good. Good baseball against the team that's leading the division. So if you can continue to do that against this New York team, which is a good baseball team, you're on the right track. And that pitching, I think, especially a guy like Lucas Giolito, will start to figure things out the more he pitches. And hopefully you'll see more of those really great outings than those bad outings.
Can I make a very girly observation?
Please.
City Connect jerseys don't look good at night.
Oh, how dare you.
They don't. I really
those
like
them. Those
jerseys
rip.
I love green. It's my favorite color. Mm-hmm. Even my car's green. Like, mm-hmm, I love everything green. They look dull at night. They don't pop at night. Maybe it's just because, like, I'm used to the yellow or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just, last night, I was like,
See, I loved them. I can't get enough of them.
They blend. I think it's because at night with the light, like, the light is flatter.
Yeah.
Because it's not daytime. You know, you got the fake stadium lights, and I feel like they blend into stuff. I don't know. It's a personal preference. Again, girly comment.
Fashion
girly
mega.
Comment,
okay.
Girly comment. I get it.
It's like
the green jerseys overall. I don't love them at night.
All right. 617-779-7937. Mega and Shime here with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon, starting off Red Sox here on another rainy Saturday morning in the city of Boston. You can call in at that number. You can also text in at that number as well. We'll continue with a little bit of Red Sox conversation because even though the Red Sox on the field, Mega, are playing better, and it seems like they're moving in the right direction.
Respectable baseball.
The communication within the organization continues to be, I'll use the word, lackluster. We'll get to that coming up here. It's Mego and Shime on Boston Sports Original WEEI. But right now, Jacob is going to get you caught up with what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This song, this is what I was thinking, just feeling. I was feeling this song every single time Garrett Crochet threw a pitch. Like, it was just like, I'm just like, this man is just taking me. It's just, this is life. This is beauty. This is baseball.
I like Rooster, his warm-up song.
Who is it?
It's Rooster by Allison Chance.
Ooh. Oh my God, I hate that song.
Roman Anthony's walk-up song is MGMT, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that song rips.
So
that song's a banger.
Again, my husband is a huge Allison Chains fan. Why do we have to hear Rooster nonstop? And with all due respect, nobody needs to hear Man in the Box every single day on every alternative station left in the country. I'm very happy our alternative rock
Allison
stations
Chains
are still alive. We don't need to hear Man in the Box. It's like the local like pop stations that are trying to do throwback hits always play Ghetto Superstar. It's like this rotation of like, okay, every day you got to get in like 8 Ghetto Superstars and we got to do 8 Man in the Boxes and maybe throw in 4 Roosters. And you're like, oh.
Allison Chains has entered into the classic rock radio.
It really has. Yes.
Multiverse.
Well, so fun story about Allison Chains. Remember how I went to Maryland a couple weeks ago for a concert, for a Def Leppard concert?
You've been everywhere.
Allison Chains was supposed to be on before Def Leppard.
How? Lane, what's his name, is dead.
Yeah, but I think they still like tour with.
It's Jerry Cantrell. It's like a whole contingent of grunge.
Yeah, I don't.
I saw them last year.
I don't like
year.
That. What's his name? Lane, the former lead singer of Alice in Chains who died of an overdose.
I don't know enough Alice in Chains history to be completely candid with you.
That's true.
But anyways,
Lane Staley.
Alice in Chains was supposed to open prior to Def Leppard, but then they had to cancel, and then we got Rob Zombie, which was fun. I've never seen Rob Zombie before in concert, and it was like a horror show with music. It was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I the only song I knew the entire time was it Dracula, which is catchy.
Dracula.
Yeah, it sounds catchy as hell. It's the only song I knew. It was the last song he played. It was fun.
I don't think I would know any other songs by him.
No, I didn't know a single. Everybody around me though loved it. They were jamming.
I'm sure, because it wasn't really like a grunge festival. It was kind of metal, right?
Yeah, it was called Boardwalk Rock. Day two's headliner was Nickelback.
Creative name.
Yeah, right? they do a good job down there. But yeah, day two's headliner was like Nickelback, and one of the openers for them was like Shinedown, so it tells you exactly the kind of genre of music
it
is.
This is your butt rock music that you love.
I do love butt rock. It's just like, it's... Look at this photograph.
What's
that song
the most
rips.
Embarrassing concert that you've ever been to? Where probably you're like, Nickelback. This is objectively most people
Taylor Swift.
Would roll their eyes. No, people think Taylor Swift is cool.
Yeah, like Courtney would be pumped that you have gone to Taylor Swift.
I don't think Taylor Swift's embarrassing. That's so mainstream that it's like an event. I feel like one in three people have been to a Taylor Swift concert at this point.
My very first concert was Nickelback, Staind, and Daughtry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, there you go. I was a freshman in high school.
I think I told this before. My first concert was a Good Charlotte show at a Tower Records in
Maryland. I love Good Charlotte. I'm so into that.
Yeah. My mom worked at a Tower Records. That was her first job.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Tower Records was like old when I was growing up. Like it was like a cool 90s thing and we were in the aughts. So, you know, I'm not that old that I was like working at Tower Records with your mom.
No, I don't think that's what he was insinuating.
I'm just telling you, Jacob. My most embarrassing concert, I think I told you this before, Jonas Brothers at Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah, and you got hammered?
Yeah, a couple years ago. It was right after COVID when everything opened back up. And, yeah, worst hangover of my life.
That's so
I
good.
Went to, because I got a free ticket from my friend, and I was like, I think I know, like, one Jonas Brothers song. I got there, and they kept ripping off these songs. And I was like, I don't know how I know this song, but I know all the world words. It's just, like, somehow inception from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, you, like, learn them by osmosis. Like, it's just other people around you know all the words, so you know all the words.
Rooster is about the drummer's dad who is in Vietnam. I'm sure that there's a deep meaning behind all. Alice in Chains is a great band. Like, I'm not saying.
Is that your husband's favorite band? Or up there?
It's probably
maybe on the
top
Mount Rushmore?
Three. He's got very eclectic taste. Brothers is a big one for him.
Great choice.
Yeah.
There's an epidemic of MLB pitchers using Rooster as their warm up song. Carlos Rodon is another one.
Yeah, you got to be more original than that.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, what was it? You're a Mets fan. Jacob, who is the guy who used the trumpets? So good.
Edwin Diaz.
We've talked about that so much. We've had this conversation roughly 8 times.
I forget it every time. Pitcher's name every single time.
I've told
Thank you.
That's our theme song for our dog when she walks into the room. We go, burr, 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 burr. She kind of trots.
Yeah, it's so
good.
She's
got this big floofy butt. It's a good song for your animals, I guess. I don't know, guys. It's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're cooking. We're a four full hour program on a Saturday.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, Mego, one of the hardest working people in the business.
Oh, stop. You work 7 days a week. Get out of here.
Most of the time. The people
don't
on
we
my
all?
The people on my show will tell you that I take too much flex time. But
that's ridiculous. What is with the like flex time thing on your show?
I don't know.
Because I've been personally victimized at times. Like, y'all did a roundup at the end of last year.
Yeah, we did. We do it every year. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody on air's flex time.
Just like your Spotify Wrapped, we have the Greg Hill Show Wrapped.
Mine was tied with Courtney, and I'm like, guys, I got married and went on my honeymoon.
That's true. And Courtney didn't even get married last year.
Like,
she got married 3 years ago.
I took like a week and a half. Like, you guys, I don't understand this. Oh, no days off. Like, my mom is a very successful person in her career. And she's like, only losers work late. She's like, she'll go to her employees and be like, what's up? You have no life?
It's all right. The leader of the...
That's the boss I want to work for. What's up? You got no personal life?
You got nothing you want to go do?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the only thing you do? You don't have a hobby? No, it'll be fun, though, because I think Curtis will give Courtney a run for her money when he takes basically the entire month of July off.
Is he taking a ton of time?
Yeah,
that's bad news for us on Saturdays.
A lot of July time off. Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, good news. Sorry, that's great news for us.
It's phenomenal news for us, especially because football season will be right around the corner.
We're
the Red Sox should be in the thrill of a playoff run. Yeah, it'll be great. We'll kick ass.
It's horrible coming in here and hearing my own voice from the Fenway studio yesterday, where you haven't done like a ton of shows in that studio, right?
In which studio? The Red Sox studio?
The Fenway one, yeah.
I've done maybe two.
Something about it just being in a different place than this studio. Like I know my voice is already baseline annoying to most people.
Oh, but it echoes in that room.
And it's something about, I'm not saying it's an acoustics problem, it's a me problem. Something about being in that space, I feel like I need to shriek.
Yeah.
And so I sound like extra squawky.
Yeah.
Like I'm just squawking my head off.
I'm curious your opinion, just because we're totally off the rails, don't care.
Whatever. Dude, it's not even 10 o'clock.
A lot of people suggest that I yell a lot of the time on the radio.
They want you to yell?
No, they think that I'm yelling. Like, my voice right now, to them, is yelling.
How is this yelling?
I don't know. Well, I'll talk on the morning and Shime, stop yelling. It's 6 a.m.
Because
I'm not yelling.
Is it because you're coming out with an opinion strongly?
No, not generally.
Go, he's being aggressive?
No, I'm just, I guess maybe, am I just loud? Like, is that a thing? Like, do you believe that I'm just like a loud individual?
But I think most people who work in broadcasting are.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the point. We have big mouths.
If
we
want to have the voice.
If you ever walk onto a, especially on TV, the people you see on TV in the studio are freaking screaming on set.
Yeah, I work with Wiggy every day, of course. Of course I know this.
Greg doesn't shout, though.
No, he's very much the opposite.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's just like the contradiction there.
Yeah, and Courtney doesn't really shout.
Mm-mm.
So maybe...
Me, Curtis, and Wiggy definitely do, though.
I don't think of you that way.
Yeah, we're just like a big Italian family that wants to talk over each other.
You're not like the Anthonys.
Yeah, basically we are. Shout out to Leah Anthony for coming on our show this week.
She's got a great voice on top of everything else. I know she's
fantastic.
Like, she's a real smarty because I was filling in on the afternoon show yesterday and we did Who Won the Week and I said Leah Anthony.
Because by a mile.
She could be, you know, this big Instagram influencer and maybe she'll go down that path. Like maybe she'll seek something that's more media
driven. She also has a job lined up right out of college. Like,
she's super smart and accomplished. She doesn't need it. I want to be in that position where I don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, like when people in our field who are so successful, they're like, I'm not on Twitter anymore. What do I need Twitter for? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice.
Sign me up for that. I'm not on Instagram. What a nice life.
I don't mind Instagram. Twitter, though. Twitter gets ugly sometimes.
I can't even download TikTok because, first of all, it disturbs me. But second of all, like,
TikTok's
great. I know it'll be such a time suck because I get the amount of dog reels and church farts that I just watch on Instagram reels. Like, that's my whole algorithm.
So, not necessarily dog videos, but did you watch any of Ed the Zebra this week? Did you see any of those videos?
Oh, the escaped zebra?
Yeah, that got rescued or got found and got brought back.
How long was he out? I saw the headlines. I didn't, and I saw the videos like of him running.
Oh, so there was also a video of like he was in basically like a sling held up by a crane, and he's just getting pulled. I'll show it to you in the.
I just love escape stories of any kind. Like I was briefly fascinated a couple weeks ago when all those prisoners escaped.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a take here.
All right.
First of all, prison escape stories, serious thing, but also just fun.
Tremendous content.
Fun news story. Like, sorry, a lot of these people are violent criminals, horrible, I get it, but like, pretend like you don't see a prison break on the news and you're like, okay, how'd they do it? What's
the
story
here? Did he seduce the nurse this time? Did he dig a hole? Like, what did he do?
Somebody on the outside, like, what are his connections? How long is he going to make it? Has he crossed state lines? How many are there? Are they working together or are they scattershot somewhere in the woods? Like, we all are here for that content.
Was your favorite TV show Prison Break?
No, I actually never watched it. I like the real life accounts. I don't want some stupid drama.
Oh, so you want like a nice book of all the people who tried to escape Alcatraz.
Dude, I don't know. I'm falling into this lane of nonfiction that I can't get out of. Like this hole of, I told you I was reading that book about the run up to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Eric Lawson, who's an awesome author. And so I read his most famous book, which is Devil in the White City. Have you ever read that?
Have not.
You heard about it?
I couldn't tell you the last time I read a nonfiction book.
Leonardo DiCaprio has had the rights to this book for I don't know how long. And they need to make it into a movie with like Scorsese or somebody directing it. But it's about the Chicago World Fair. Mm-hmm. The World Fairs used to be a big deal, and this was in 1893. The biggest deal, this huge World Fair, and at the same time, serial killer H.H. Holmes opens a hotel across the street.
I love the H.H. Holmes stories. I'm so into those.
So that's what it's all about.
Awesome. Okay, so that might be a book I'd be interested in.
Yeah, or it just becomes a movie. What does this have to do with sports?
Sports.
H.H. Holmes. We have huge White Sox fan.
Sir, we have 4 hours. Just like the Pope.
Was the White Sox or the Cubbies?
The biggest White Sox fans, Mount Rushmore. The Pope, H.H. Holmes. Who else is a big White Sox fan? I don't think I could come up with another one.
Probably your new Bears coach. Your guy.
Oh, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. Is he going to go for the White Sox or the Cubbies?
I mean, he's the head coach of the Bears. He probably should root for the Cubs.
You know, there's like a lot of debates about, okay, we have two sports stations. If you didn't know that, don't listen to the other one.
Yeah.
We're the only one in town.
Yeah, we're the best.
We have two NPR stations in this city.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which seems like a lot. We have two daily newspapers, which is wonderful, but a lot for a place as relatively small as Boston. Do you think we could support a second team in any of the sports?
No.
You don't think that if we came up with the, what would it be?
The city would burn.
What are you talking about?
I don't think that this city could facilitate two teams in one city because the people would hate each other.
What if Jeff Bezos came in and he opens up the, like, I don't know, with the Cambridge Militia or something, and it's like it's another MLB team, and they just spend Dodgers amounts of money.
Well, because if they're good, like, then they'll get fans, and then those fans will hate Red Sox fans, and Red Sox fans will hate those fans
for being
bandwagon
fans. Wouldn't
that be good?
Wouldn't that support it?
Like I said, I think the city would burn. I think people would, like,
I just think about, like, Jacob, you're from New York. New York is much bigger than Boston, but they've got like 20 sports teams and none of them ever win anything.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, thanks.
Do you think
you're rubbing it in over there?
I feel like with baseball or hockey, we could do another one. Hockey, maybe the people are too allegiant.
I disagree.
So
Hockey, you might be able to just
Hartford
because.
Whalers.
Yeah, like, just because,
yeah,
like, I think,
that's a great point.
I also think a lot of Bruins fans don't love the Jacobs, so I think it would be an easy switch for them if the other team was good right away.
What city would it be? Would it be Providence?
Hartford?
Would it be Hartford?
Probably Hartford.
If you did another baseball team, what city would it be?
Oh, man. I don't know. Would it be, like, the Manchester, New Hampshire Silver Knights?
I don't know.
Not Manch Vegas.
Should we throw it in Portland, Maine?
You go to Maine because then you get the Canadians who miss out on the Expos.
Oh, I like that.
To you. I know they're, like, more into Vermont side, but there's a lot of Canadians in Maine, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's plenty. Would you be able to steal the Toronto
Blue
Jays?
What did we do with this segment? We had, like, it all set up where we were going to talk about how embarrassing the Red Sox were because they're wonderful on the field, but off the field, they can't get their ish straight.
We got sidetracked. It happens. It's okay.
Okay. I promise we're going to talk about that.
The rain has made us delirious. Things happen. It's fine.
Dude, 13 straight Saturdays.
Brother, it's insane.
Please call me sister.
Sorry. It's just a word I just throw. I apologize. My fault. When I was in Michigan last Saturday, it was the greatest thing ever because there was sun.
Nobody has ever said that about Michigan.
Outside
of Eminem and
I drove
my
along
aunt
the
uncle.
Coastline there on Lake Michigan. It was a beautiful sunny day, 75 degrees, sun, no humidity, beautiful wildlife. Like, it was.
You turning into a Midwestern boy?
I don't know.
I think you would thrive there.
I agree. I would definitely. The sun doesn't set until almost 10.
It's crazy, dude. When I used to go out and visit my cousins out there when I was little, we'd play flashlight tag and you'd have to wait forever.
You'd have to wait until like 10:30
at night. Yeah, you're like, we're 8 years old.
I was with my buddy Corey. We were literally walking around downtown Traverse City and we're just kind of like bopping in and out of like bars and stuff. And then ended up at this place where there were like two food trucks. It was like a coin arcade. They had food, drinks. I'm like, yep, I'm here. And it's 9:45 at night and the sun's just setting.
It's like being in Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona.
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 Traverse City.
it was remarkable. I loved it. The only time I'd ever experienced that was when I was in London, and I was for the first time. I'm like,
does that happen in London? Stays light, super late.
Yeah. So like during the summertime, it stays late until into like 9:30.
I've always wanted to go to Sweden or Norway or one of those places where you have the 24-hour sun.
Oh, that would be cool.
And it's 3 a.m. Did you ever see Midsommar?
Yes, I hated that movie.
I hated it too.
It was
bad. I loved Hereditary, but Midsommar was just gross.
I feel the exact same way.
It was so gross. I love the meme of the girl and all the flowers.
Yep.
But that movie, like, I argued with Tommy Kern about this because we have very similar taste in movies and TV and books. So we'll exchange, like, oh, have you seen this? Watch this. And he's like, did you really watch Midsommar, though? And I'm like, yes, I did.
Yes,
and it was freaking awful. It was so bad.
Midsommar was actually, like, I'm pretty sure the first movie my now fiance and I ever went to go see together in a movie theater.
Why would you do that?
Because she loved Hereditary. Okay. I love horror movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's go see it.
And Hereditary's gross.
And it was,
like, Hereditary is not, it's not a tame movie by any measure.
No.
Midsommar was just, spoiler alert,
when
the people first start throwing themselves off the cliffs, I was like, and they zoom in on the body. I was like, this is gross.
Can I be completely candid?
Who is this for?
I'm pretty sure half our movie theater started laughing. We're like, because we thought it was a spoof. Like, I thought I walked into Scary Movie 2. Like, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, they just start throwing. I'm like, what is going on? It was nuts. It was nuts.
And all the Swedish accents. They're like, it's a ritual.
It was great.
And you're
the
like,
Swedish accent is the best part.
It's a ritual. And you're like, what am I watching?
617-779-7937. Sorry, we went on a massive tangent. I promise we'll get back to the Red Sox here. We will we'll stop talking about random things like our last names and Midsommar, because who wants to talk about Midsommar, I guess, except us.
617-779-7937.
Yeah, if you have a Midsommar take,
your
please.
Midsommar takes, Ari Aster.
Honestly, should we text Rich Keefe and get him from the hashtag Dork Podcast to weigh in on Midsommar?
Would love it.
Yeah, we'll be back with more Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original W.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI. Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, taking you all the way up until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Show's been all over the place to start.
People are pissed.
Yeah.
They are so mad.
Guys, what are we doing? Talk sports.
Red Sox won last night. Did you hear?
Yeah, we talked about it right at the beginning of the show. Garrett Crochet is a monster. Give me a good oink oink. Let's go to Zach in Sharon. What's up, Zach?
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller of the morning show in the afternoon. I just called to say I love listening to Mego. I miss her in the afternoons. I love listening to the morning show, Shime. You're awesome. I think I heard you guys before together on, on Christmas or one of these days when people were out. And you guys were so great. You got great chemistry. You both very funny. I just called to say, I love your show, and I think you guys cater to, the younger, there's some older guys that call on the show, they're grumpy and stuff and don't relate. But,
I can be grumpy too.
You know, So I love your show.
Just appreciate it, Zach.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, man. Thanks.
Call back anytime, truly.
Shout out to
Zach
and Sharon.
I'll give you my personal number.
You can text me compliments anytime you want. It's totally fine. But one of the weirder things, so we were just talking about Midsommar, which is one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen.
People are changing the channel. No, hold on. We're talking about baseball.
Ready for this segue? That was maybe one of the weirdest movies I've ever saw, but one of the weirdest athlete moments I have seen in the media in quite some time was this Hunter Dobbins situation with the Boston Red Sox.
So embarrassing.
It's so wild. So Hunter Dobbins had talked about how he'd never play for the, he'd rather retire than play for the Yankees. Like, his dad was drafted by them twice and then traded away to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I believe he said it to Gabrielle Starr of the Boston Herald. And he says it before Sunday Night Baseball. So Sunday Night Baseball broadcast is basically just like drooling all over themselves, being like, oh my God, the rivalry's back. Oh, they're running with it. I was so sick of it watching that broadcast. All due respect, I like Sunday Night Baseball. I like that they try to make it feel like an event, especially when it's Red Sox Yankees. But they're going every mic'd up moment with Jazz Chisholm. Everybody that Chisholm, sorry, I have so many Chisholms in my life right now. Chisholm. So every interview that they're doing with everybody, they're like, Hunter Dobbins, why did you say blank? And then to make matters worse, New York Post comes out.
Amazing.
Investigative journalism, and finds out it's all a bunch of BS.
Yeah. So the New York Post came out and was like, this didn't actually happen. Au contraire, good sir. This is not factual information. And so then Hunter Dobbins was asked about it in the media, about his comments about his father. We could hear what Hunter Dobbins said back to the media.
The whole backstory, you know, stuff that I had heard growing up and, you know, seen pictures of and, you know, from my dad. So I don't, at the end of the day, it's just from my dad and what I kind of grew my love for the game. But at the end of the day, I don't go and fact check my dad or anything like that.
Okay, here's something that I hadn't thought about listening to that before. What are these photos?
That's my question.
Are these doctored photos? His dad photoshopped himself into some Diamondbacks uniform.
But when Hunter Dobbins is not that young, so when he was a child, I don't even know if there was Photoshop.
I'm saying, like, maybe after the fact, retroactively.
Did he like cut himself out of one photo and glue it to another and then put it behind a frame?
Maybe he just saw the photos, like when he got called up. And his dad comes over and he's like, son, now that you're in the major leagues, let me show you this doctored photo of me in a Diamondbacks uniform.
I don't understand. Like, what photos did he show you? They're like, yeah, I definitely believe him. And also, I was listening to Jones and Keith this week as well, and they made a great point. Like, what kid wouldn't just, like, pull up his dad's baseball reference?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think Wiggy's kids at some point have pulled up their dad's football reference page?
Let me find one game where you, like, for Wiggy, like, let me find a game when you had four drops, and I'm just going to start walking around saying, like, October 3rd, 1998.
Like, every kid on the planet would look up their dad's reference page. Everybody.
Absolutely. Like, if only just to dunk on them. I mean, maybe you're curious because you love your parents. Here's the other thing. Like, I don't fact check my dad. We all reach an age where we're like in our, maybe you're in your teens or your 20s, where you're like, my parent doesn't know what they're talking about right now. My parent sounds like an effing moron.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you do fact check your parents.
All the time. All the time,
like,
you fact check your parents.
I don't. About?
You don't?
Oh, you better
just
not.
Take it as gospel.
It's because you're still so young, Jacob. But you'll, like, reach it one day. Your parents will say something, and you'll go, "Did you see that on Facebook? Where did you get that?"
So I got to tell you, one of the things that I don't have children, but one of the things I'm told, the easiest thing to do with young children is to just lie to them, to tell them to get them to do things you want and give them reasons. Like, no Paw Patrol today. It's broke. Like, it's broken.
The dogs are off.
Is this just a lie that got way too out of control? Is this just, it just was never fact-checked, it spiraled, and now it's coming back to bite them in the ass?
The serious side of this.
Because that would be amazing.
It's so stupid, and it's so funny.
It's so dumb.
It's so embarrassing for him and his dad. But there is a part of this where it's like, knowing that you're talking to a reporter and you're putting that out there and kind of doubling down on it, and it's becoming this big media storm on Sunday Night Baseball, like, it does make me wonder what, if you're taking the temperature in the right way about your own self-awareness. It shows a lack of self-awareness.
Completely.
It's fine if you're like, okay, I love my parents so much, I'm not going to, I think there's a grain of truth in here, and I'm not going to just like dig and fact check my dad. But to be doubling down on it and then get caught in a lie, like, you look goofy.
Like, so my father served in the Army and has shown me pictures of him, like, into like during training camp and all that kind of stuff. And so if then I were to cut, like, if I were to say that, and then all of a sudden somebody fact checks me and goes, actually, your dad was never in the Army. That would be, like, it's, I can't even imagine something like that happening. I don't understand how someone, how that's able, like, I don't
he
even understand
how
that's able to.
He said he was friends with Andy Pettit.
It's so
there's
baffling.
A level of lying here, and that's a little bit delusional.
Yeah, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. That's tomorrow. But, like, Luke, I think Luke Dobbins is Hunter Dobbins' father's name. I don't. Oh, Lance Dobbins. Apologies. Lance Dobbins. I don't know if he's going to have the best Father's Day after all this came out. Like, yeah. What is going on, man?
This is going to follow him for a while.
A long time.
Look, we've all exaggerated.
Hopefully he doesn't get shelled tonight.
We've all exaggerated. We've all been in a point where you're telling a story and yep. You want to embellish a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Make it a little bit funnier or a little bit crazier than it actually was.
Absolutely.
Everybody's been there.
Definitely.
This is another level. And you're talking to a reporter and you're going into a series against the Yankees and you got to know how bright the lights are.
And my thought, too, is if he's willing to tell reporters, he's had to have told other people over the course of his life, right?
I would think so.
Like, that's not just a story you just say unless you've said it multiple times in your life. And so nobody prior to this point has ever fact-checked this?
Yeah, what is his mom?
Like, how did it get through this many levels of detection and not be found out?
What's this? Somebody texted in something about your prom date? Did you lie about your prom date?
No.
They must be confusing you with somebody else on the station.
I was so cool. I didn't go to my own high school's prom.
Whoa.
I went to other school's proms.
I mean, I did too, but
you don't
I
know
where
she's from another school.
She's from Canada.
No, she was from my hometown. I went to her prom because
she didn't go to yours?
No, I didn't go to mine.
But why didn't she go to yours if you went to hers?
Because I don't know. I just didn't go to mine.
Okay.
You
sounded very proud of going to another prom, but not your own.
Yeah, I went to four other proms.
I went to my boyfriend's prom at a different school, but he also came to my prom.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Return the favor.
Right. Yeah. I didn't go to my prom at all. That's all.
Is a prom at an old boys' school, is that like a weird vibe?
Yes.
Probably.
Did you go to an
all-guys
school?
Did you go to an all-guys school?
Oh, my God.
In New York? You're from New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Single-gender schools kind of freak me out. My sister went to an all-girls school.
So as someone who was at an all-boys high school for 4 years, it really didn't freak me out. It made life very easy.
It seems very smelly.
Try 13.
13 years?
You
straight.
Went to 13 years of all-boys school?
Same school, same building.
Damn,
wow.
Dude. Damn.
I know Carson from Mix, his son goes to the same school I went to, but he went there. Because now my former high school has like the middle school attached to it too, so I think he started there longer than
I
have.
You can name
too,
check your high school. You went to a very nice
school.
Yeah, I went
school. To
BCI. Yeah, I went to Palm
great school. Shout out to BCI.
My best friend went there.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I was
your
on the inaugural volleyball team. There you go. I was.
Cool.
True.
That's too cool for prom.
I was one of the first ever captains. I was the first one of the first three captains ever
Captain
on that volleyball team.
Slime.
Yeah, Captain Slime. Exactly. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in on this Hunter Dobbins situation. We'll get into more of the Red Sox inability to communicate coming up next here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.